Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Right now, Dixie is slapping herself with her braids, piggytail braids.
I feel like, can we make, this is so much fun. Hello, you guys. It is Charlie.
And Dixie.
And today we are doing podcast x Halloween themes.
Spooky!
First thing that I would like to talk about is my wonderful sister's hair once again. So she tends to change it up a lot now, and it is silver.
Yes.
Yeah, she did the whole thing.
No, we need to talk about what happened, though. So I was planning on keeping this a secret, and Lele Pons exposed me. Never thought that would happen, but Lele...
It was an accident. But it's very funny how the whole thing happened, because you wanted to keep it a secret for...
A month,
which I told her she couldn't
do. And I could have.
No, I knew you couldn't do it.
But I was in the back of Lele Pons' picture, and then she posted it. And... So now I posted it myself. But... Yeah.
That's actually really funny, because just the way that it happened, I told her that she wouldn't be able to keep it a secret. I don't know how you thought you would.
I could have. I was going to. I was doing so well.
You wore a baseball cap yesterday, and it looked like you'd shaved your head. That's what I
thought. I might still do it.
Go off. I mean, Mom did it, and she looked awesome. Anyways, do you like it?
Yeah, but it's not done.
Do you think it's, like, extremely different?
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to keep up with it, or do you think you're going to dye it back?
No, soon? I'm not dyeing it back.
Ever?
I don't know.
Okay. Just a question.
What color's your hair?
My hair right now is brown on top, blue on the bottom. But I like the pink better. I want to go back to pink.
What are you doing? Are you getting extensions? Because I heard you wanted that.
So, I'm not sure. I do have a video coming out with a very, very popular hairstylist in the social media world, and I'm super excited to be doing a video with him. He seems super, super sweet, and he's going to change my hair up a little bit. So, that should be very exciting and very fun. And then, I don't know, maybe in like a month or so, I will get some... extensions. I don't know. I just really miss my long hair. I don't even know if I'm going to have them in for a super long time, but I just miss my long hair, you know? I wanted to talk about, just for me, because I think that this is fun. I have spooky Halloween nails right now.
Ooh. Wait, let me see. Show me. She has a cat, a pumpkin, a ghost, a skull, and Frankenstein. They're so cute.
They're like cutesy Halloween, which is what I wanted. And they turned out really, really great. So I'm super excited.
Should I do scary Halloween?
Well, next time I get my nails done, I'm doing more scary.
Like what?
Like, I feel like more red tones instead of like the bright orange and the bright green, you know? I feel like that would be cool. Maybe some like drips, red drips and like stuff like that. I saw these one nails. I looked up like Halloween nail inspo, and it was like little knives, but they were like baby knives, and they were so freaking cute.
I cannot believe Lele Pons exposed me. I just can't stop thinking about that. She was so nice, though. I met her at dinner. She was so sweet.
That's
like,
good.
I thought it was her. I was like, oh my God, that girl's so pretty. I didn't like realize. And then I asked my friend, and he said yes, and I was like, oh my God. And then she came over, and she was like, oh, so nice meeting you. And I didn't think I was in the back of the picture they took, but yeah.
Let's move on to some more Halloween themes. I tweeted, what is the best thing you've been for Halloween? And I'm going to read some answers.
Wait, first let's answer. What was the best thing you've been for Halloween?
I've had some good things. I was a stressed out mom. I was Judge Judy. I was a candy corn. I've been a lot of really good things. I don't know.
Mine, last year was a Victoria's Secret angel, kind of, not really. It was, like, the appropriate version of it. And then the year before I was a basketball player, which was fun. And those are, like, the only two costumes I can remember. But I love... actually, I don't like Halloween. But I love, like, seeing everyone else's costume. But Halloween stresses me out.
Yeah, well, I'm going to read a few tweets from you guys on what your favorite Halloween costumes you have been are. So first, Danielle said she was a gummy bear. I think that's pretty fun.
Ooh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Is there a picture?
There isn't a picture. That's sad. Lore said Draculaura from Monster High. She said it was iconic. I believe her.
I asked too. I'm going to look through mine.
Gabs said a salad. Yes, I was a vegetable combination. Don't judge me. And I thought that one was really good. Very, very unique. And I feel like that's really awesome.
Chase responded to mine.
What did he say?
With a picture of him as Harry Potter.
That's funny. Ooh, Nick said a churro.
That's cute. I want people to send pictures.
Someone said, I was this thing once.
Scary doll.
Zombie doll. Daisha, I hope I pronounced that correctly, was Sally from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Ooh.
That's sick. Samantha was Daphne from Scooby-Doo.
You know what's so crazy? Halloween last year.
Mm-hmm.
The day after Halloween.
No.
Yes. What do you mean no?
What are you talking about?
The day after Halloween last year mm-hmm. was the first time we came to LA.
No.
Yes.
No.
The day after?
First time you came. I came a week before.
I said we as together, so it is the first time we came to LA.
We actually came in 2018, February of 2018, with the fam.
It was the first time we came to LA since we started social media.
Yeah, that was the first time we had, like, come together to meet, like, other influencers, and it was really, really fun.
Okay, more costumes.
Kylie said she was Taylor Swift. Not Rita said a depressed bleep and a bee when I was like 4.
A bee! That's so cute.
Olivia was a turtle. Marcus said they were a little UPS man when they were like 3. And a little bear when they were like around that age as well.
Are you going to be anything this year?
No. I'm just going to watch scary movies. Dest said myself. It was the scariest costume I had.
What is like the Halloween costume of the year this year?
Probably some. I feel like it's going to be a lot of like Euphoria, Maddie from Euphoria. Thank you guys so much for answering our questions. So I hope you guys enjoyed being a part of the podcast. That was really, really fun. I hope we do more of that. I really want to do more of that.
Yeah. I like being like interactive and I want pictures next time.
Yeah. Send with pictures. We should have been more specific.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so as a lot of people know, we won Mr. Beast Creator Games this year, which I didn't think winning a contest would ever come with so much hate. But yeah, I'm probably one of the most hated people by the gaming world right now.
It's just like...
No. Hold on. So first off, everyone says we cheated because we had it was 4v1 in some of them. You did not... I don't think you even opened your mouth the whole time. Second, I don't think mom did either. So it was basically just me and dad. And there's this one picture that keeps coming up of us with our phones out. And that picture is when they brought us on screen while we were waiting. And everyone's like, oh, they were cheating. You can't cheat if you don't know the question, which we don't know until it's on. And no one's watching the video.
The other thing is, like, if Mr. Beast had a problem with it being 4 of us, he would have told us that it wasn't okay or that we should pick 2. So I feel like that was just a big misunderstanding. And a lot of people think that We're also keeping the money, which is 100% not true.
We're donating all the money and giving it to our fans. And also, the other thing is, so people say on the last one, when it was just me, because you grabbed your phone. So let's talk about the two questions I was asked in the end. One of them was, how many popes were there? I answered 12.
Which is your lucky number.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. But I answered 12 because I don't know. It was like 200 something. ZHC answered 80,000. So if I answered anything below 79,999, I would have won. Like, that it doesn't make sense because if I cheated on that one, why would I answer something so low? Because he could have gotten anything to 200 or whatever and won. Like, I think he thought how many priests, honestly. The other question, how many slices of pizza are in, like, a regular size pizza, whatever. I'm Italian. We had pizza for lunch the day of the games. I don't need, everyone's like, she looked it up. You can see me draw a circle and draw the pieces of a pizza on the whiteboard, erase it, and write the number 8.
I also saw people saying that the eraser that I was holding for the whiteboard was a phone.
Yeah, I saw that too. What else? Pie, I know the song.
3.14159265.
Oh yeah, ASAP Science. I learned the song from them. I also know the periodic table song. I know that. I know Kentucky. Have you seen the meme where it's like a Kentucky
fried
is
chicken
shaped
yeah.
like a piece of fried chicken? That's how I knew that. Like, I don't need to explain all my answers. And then the guy that said I didn't graduate high school, I graduated on my own. I know a lot of that stuff.
And I'm not a high school dropout. First of all, I'm 16, so a lot
we
of people
we don't need to defend ourselves from some guy who's so bored he has to talk about us, but I'm just saying.
He's in his 40s and he's worried about two kids winning a trivia contest.
That we're donating all the money
to our subscribers. So, if you're listening,
I've never been more proud of myself than answering those questions.
And it's like,
Why can't
obviously we never expected to win because we were in this with a NASA engineer and all of these really, really smart people.
Who everyone was so kind and supportive after. It was just all the fans that were pissed at me.
And like, the thing is like people have their own strengths and Dixie just happened to be asked questions about things that she knows. And that's not her fault. That's not anyone's fault. That's just how the game turned out.
I thought we were going to be out in the first round.
Me too.
Also, like, some of them are just guesses. Like, the snail one.
Like, who would have...
I don't know.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, the reason that I'm not even, like, upset about it is because I know that we didn't cheat and we didn't do...
I don't need to cheat to know how many slices of pizza there are. Like, and a jelly bean one? How... It's not possible.
Yeah. I feel like people think it was rigged or something, but, like... How would we...
We could do it again. We could play it again. I don't know. It's just so dumb. But it was fun. I've never had more anxiety. It felt like... We just kept getting questions that I knew the answer to. Like, there were ones they were asking other people. I had no idea. But it was such a great experience. And I'm so thankful that we had the opportunity to do that. Maybe next time. Just be me and Dad. Sorry, Charlie, but...
I don't care.
Yeah. Also, if you have any doubt of anything, go watch the whole video back and... Because there's times where you guys, like, whispered something to my ear and I wouldn't even change what I wrote or anything.
It's also, like, we were on a team.
I'm sorry. Like, people are mad because a TikToker knows some fun facts. Like, I didn't know I knew all that either. I just am a really good guesser and... 3 years, like, I don't know. Not even a guesser, I just know really dumb facts. Like, if that was a school test where I had to study for it, I would have failed. And then people were also getting mad at me, like, some of the questions were about America, and there's these, and,
there was people from other places in the world, and, like...
Like, I'm sorry! But it was so, like, I had so much fun meeting all those people, because I don't think they knew who I was, and, like, people that I've watched before... And meeting them and playing against them was awesome, so.
And everyone was just super, super kind. Like, even if maybe their fans don't agree with it, like, everyone was extremely supportive, and that was really awesome to see.
And the other annoying thing is, Addison trended on Twitter for getting out first. I trended on Twitter for getting out last, both filled with hate. Like, you can't win. That's literally showing you can't win. Win or lose, you can't win. People will hate you either way. Either.
Also, people were just being like, well, she's a girl. She can't know that.
I saw that too. I was like, huh? I mean, I didn't think I could do it either, but I did it.
Yeah.
But no, it was awesome.
And people are still commenting like, we can change what happened. Like,
I'm sorry.
It happened.
But I'm so excited to
give the money to our subscribers.
Our subscribers to the D'Amelio Family YouTube channel. So our real fans who support us will be able to have a chance to get some money.
Yeah. So, since this is a Halloween episode, Dixie and I kind of wanted to give you guys a little sneak peek and say that we have some pretty crazy YouTube collabs coming out October 30th, and we really want you guys to stay tuned because they're Halloween collabs, and Halloween is so much fun, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy it, so.
It is. Me, Charlie, Larry, James Charles, Noah Neck, and Lil Huddy. Huge YouTube collab coming out the 30th of October. It's just awesome, and you'll need to watch it when it comes out tomorrow.
So while we were doing these collabs, we spent 2 full days with each other. It were very long days, but we were able to just hang out and have a lot of fun. And it was really, really awesome. We got to play Among Us. Actually, Dixie missed out on that, but we played Among Us, and it was really, really fun, and we did a lot of cool things that you will see in the videos that are going to be so much fun to watch, and can't wait for you guys to see it tomorrow. Should be super, super awesome.
Okay, so we're ending the show today, same as always. 3 nice things and then something to remember. 3 nice things. Charlie, I love your spooky Halloween nails. I can't wait to see the next ones. I also love your shirt. I just like your whole fit. It's cute.
Thanks. Well, I like your hair. I like your jeans. And I like your necklace. I think that it looks really good. And I just want to tell you guys, make sure you have a super fun, safe Halloween. Watch some Halloween movies. I know I'm going to be doing that. And yeah, just have the best day ever.
Okay, guys, do not forget to subscribe to the podcast and don't forget to give it a 5-star review. We cannot let these other little TikTok boys pass us. So
make sure you follow us both on all of our social medias. My social media is at Charlie D'Amelio and Snapchat at D'Amelio C.
And mine, Dixie D'Amelio, and Snapchat, Dixie-D'Amelio. Again, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, rate it 5 stars. We do not need the Sway House having better podcast ratings than us, because why would we do that?
Not cool. Bryce, stay in your lane.
He's actually doing really well.
Yeah, he is.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Eat lots of candy. Bye, guys.